This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The editor-in-chief of Raw Story, Buffalo's own Dave Leventhal, joins us. And Dave, it seems there's no shortage of things to talk about in D.C. When I booked this at first, I really thought we were going to be talking about a shutdown. But that shutdown was averted yesterday. How did we get to things running as usual this Sunday morning?
I mean, do we have about 7 hours to go through all the twists and turns to get to what most people thought was an almost impossible point? But yet here we are averting a shutdown, at least for, 45 days until we're right back in the same place that we were yesterday, right around mid-November. So happy Thanksgiving or something. But really what it came down to is that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was willing to stand up against roughly 20 Republicans in his own caucus and push back against them. They were bound and determined to get some significant budget cuts and were willing to let the government shut down over these cuts. Except Kevin McCarthy was able to convince enough people, including most Democrats, to go ahead and pass what's called a continuing resolution, something that says, all right, we're basically going to fund the government the way that we have been funding it. We're not going to do anything new, and we're going to kick the proverbial can down the road, which is precisely what they did. But there are going to be some significant costs as a result of this, and I suspect we're going to get into that, Joe, very soon here.
Yeah, I mean, we heard just on Thursday, and we will get to the impeachment inquiry as well, but on Thursday we heard so many of the Democratic members of the Oversight Committee mentioning the shutdown, and the shutdown was going to happen, and they can't come to an agreement. Where was the agreement? Where were they able to agree to get this plan when, an hour before it was announced, Dave, it seemed like they were, miles apart? What did one side give? How did they get to this 45-day agreement?
Well, it was a huge risk for Kevin McCarthy because he had no idea whether Democrats were going to go forward with the idea of a continuing resolution as he proposed it. And that's ultimately what happened here. I mean, Kevin McCarthy was talking a very different game even a couple of days ago. He was talking about wanting to make sure that there was going to be significant funding for security at the southern border, and that there also, too, were going to be significant spending cuts, but not at the level that the far, far right wing of the Republican Party in the U.S. House wanted it. So in the end, he was willing to just pull back from all of that and kind of go against what he was preaching himself in order to just pass something to keep the government open for another 45 days, buying the government more time, buying Congress more time to figure out something that's going to be more durable and less temporary. The Senate, too, there was a very interesting subplot in all of this. The Senate was generally taking a back seat in these negotiations. But Mitch McConnell, he was very adamant about getting additional funding for Ukraine and the Ukraine's effort against Russia militarily to be part of this budget agreement. He ultimately got overruled by many of the Republicans in his caucus over in the Senate. And that was a kind of a key and underappreciated element of this all coming together in the end. And that kind of puts both McCarthy and McConnell, the two MCs there in Congress, in a very, very tenuous position. I don't think that Mitch McConnell is, despite him having a pretty rocky year, both health-wise and politically, is at any risk of not being the leader in the Senate for the Republicans, but it definitely underscores that he doesn't have full control over his caucus. Meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy, he's likely going to face what's called a motion to vacate, which is basically an effort by some of the far-right members of his Republican caucus to kick him out of the speakership and no longer make him Speaker of the House. Now, that's going to almost certainly require Democrats to get on board, too, to have the requisite majority vote in order to do that, but we're going to have some serious drama. And Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, he was on TV this morning talking to CNN, and he confirmed it, and he told us, my colleague Matt Laszlo here at Raw Story up on Capitol Hill just a couple of days ago, that was the direction he was itching to go in, and it appears that that is going to precisely be the case, particularly given the way that this budget situation worked out over the weekend, Joe.
There does seem to be so much disagreement on the right side of the aisle within the Republican Party that, you know, was that more of the risk of not getting here than disagreement, across the aisle?
Yeah, this was always a debate between Republicans or among Republicans, between the far right portion of the Republican Party in the House and the Kevin McCarthy portion of the Republican Party, if you will. So this has been an intramural affair, really, for the past many, many weeks, as we've been talking about, is there going to be a shutdown? Is there going to be a shutdown? Well, we got our answer, but that's just not the end of the story, is simply because this isn't a temporary measure, and B, because so many Republicans on that far right wing are so angry and are just utterly unsatisfied with the result here and they want some blood. They want Kevin McCarthy to step down. They want Kevin McCarthy to go away. And they have, if you recall, ever since Kevin McCarthy was running for the speakership, when they blocked him and blocked him and blocked him some more. And yet he was still able to do an end around and cobble together enough votes to become speaker in the first place. But their argument is, and very much led by Matt Gaetz, is that Kevin McCarthy went back and basically welched on promises that he had made to them to really be incredibly aggressive and basically bow to their desires to take some draconian actions, to cut the budget, to reel back spending, to go after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I mean, they had a whole laundry list of different requirements and requests that Kevin McCarthy, at least in principle, was seemingly on board with. But Kevin McCarthy had a decision that he had to make. It was basically, all right, I'm going to play ball with them and go and do what they want me to do, or I'm going to keep the government open. And he opted for the latter, again, at great risk, with no guarantees. Democrats ultimately went along with him, and we have this sort of very, very bizarre detente, at least for the time being, as we move forward and try to figure out what the government is going to do next in order to fund the government yet again.
So if we had to put odds on it, Dave, what are the odds Kevin McCarthy is still the speaker in 45 days?
Well, it's difficult because there's so many variables right now, so not trying to cop out here, but let's put it this way. He's been a survivor twice now. He was a survivor to become speaker in the first place, and a lot of people thought that there was never a chance he was going to become speaker, and he was able to do so. And then nobody thought that he was going to actually be able to get something together here on the House side in order to keep the government open, and yet he has, for better or for worse, you be the judge. But yet, Kevin McCarthy just seems to always find a way, at least this year, to get out of trouble, to find his way out of danger, and live to fight or politic another day. So I think that he's going to definitely face some headwinds, but the reason to bet for Kevin McCarthy and in Kevin McCarthy's favor is because no matter what Matt Gaetz and his group wants to do, it almost certainly is going to require Democratic help. It's going to require the Democratic Party to work with Matt Gaetz, and there may be very, very little appetite on the D side to work with Matt Gaetz and his group in order to get Kevin McCarthy, because we're not going to have a Democratic Party speaker. The Democrats know that. So it would be replacing Kevin McCarthy with somebody who might be even less palatable to Democrats, and that's going to be a non-starter for them. So that is kind of the state of play at this point, but that's not to say that it won't happen. Kevin McCarthy definitely faces some very, very grave headwinds here, and it's not going to get better for him anytime soon, that's for sure.
So am I viewing this right? It seems like you've got some of former President Trump's most vocal supporters are against Kevin McCarthy, though it was former President Trump who pushed for Kevin McCarthy to be speaker. Am I following this correctly?
Yeah, and you know that therein lies the bizarre crazy quilt of a coalition that Kevin McCarthy is leading at this point too. And it seems like, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, or is that backward or upside down? And every day these sort of internal coalitions are changing. And it kind of speaks to the broader point here about Donald Trump, which is that Donald Trump sometimes is telegraphing things that are opposite to what other Republicans want. And sometimes Donald Trump will say one thing and then do another. And it would be curious to see if Donald Trump decides that he has lost support in Kevin McCarthy himself. We haven't really heard a whole lot from the former president at this point about this particular acute situation, but I suspect we will. And it's entirely possible, Joe, that he could take a different tack here and could say, all right, it's time for Kevin McCarthy to leave. And that would be something that would be further complicating for the current House Speaker, for sure.
Dave, I know we'll get into this with Congressman Nick Langworthy at 11, but we did have the first hearing in the impeachment inquiry. What happened and what's next?
Yeah, that was Thursday in the mix of all the things that were happening with the budget. It was a rollicking and a predictably combative affair, I think it's fair to say. And, you know, did anything truly materially come out of it? Not really. It was clear that Republicans on that committee wanted to go forward and ask very, very difficult questions about Joe Biden and what he did or did not do as it regarded him getting some sort of financial benefit from the actions in particular of his son, Hunter Biden, and whether Joe Biden did anything that was illegal or unethical. And we didn't really get any concrete answers or evidence, hard evidence, that would lead us to believe firmly that the Joe Biden did do something that was an impeachable offense. Now, there are likely going to be more hearings. There may be evidence yet that comes out that didn't come out in that first hearing. But this, too, is something where in order to impeach any president, take Joe Biden or Donald Trump or anyone out of this, you need a majority vote of the U.S. House. And as we just discussed, the House Republicans, who have a very, very slim, just several handful of votes majority, they're a very divided group right now. So even if just a couple, you know, five, six, seven Republicans bleed away from saying that Joe Biden is deserving of being impeached and that there should be a trial in the Senate, then this is going to go nowhere. And there could be a vote and Joe Biden is not impeached after that ultimate vote, if one ultimately does come to pass, because Republicans would not be unified in that. Now, Democrats are not going to vote for that, of course, and so it's going to require basically almost every single Republican to go and believe that Joe Biden deserves to be impeached in order for something to happen in a material way where Joe Biden does get impeached.
Well, that is something we'll be following. Like I said, we'll be talking with Congressman Nick Langworthy. He's on the Oversight Committee. He was at the hearing on Thursday, and we'll talk with him at 11 after the news with Alan. Dave, over the Senate, Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away on Friday. What is her legacy, and what happens to that seat now?
Yeah, I mean, she's been in the Senate for three decades, and more than three decades, and the past couple of years in particular, she's made a lot of headlines for what she was not able to do. She was in ill health. There were numerous instances where she was unable to seemingly understand what she was voting on, what she was even doing. There was a lot of confusion, and then she had some very serious physical health troubles, too, that kept her from even doing her job for several months earlier this year, too. But when you look back at the trajectory of her political life coming from San Francisco and being a woman who was able to rise to political power in the 1970s in particular, that was very rare at that time, even for San Francisco, she's somebody who definitely was, by any definition, a trailblazer, and somebody who, when she died, was the longest-serving female member of the U.S. Senate. And so she has a massive legacy in that regard. She was also, too, a different kind of politician, maybe a throwback, in that she was, at least as far as Democrats go, more of a centrist, somebody who was willing to work with Republicans, somebody who was willing to cross the aisle, perhaps more so than a lot of her other colleagues, particularly the younger colleagues that she has in the U.S. Senate, and wasn't such an ideologue as she was somebody who was willing to work in a more practical fashion, even if she was a liberal through and through in many regards. So she casts a very long shadow over the U.S. Senate. And to the question of what happens next, well, Governor Gavin Newsom in California, he said that he is going to appoint somebody, a black woman, to fill that seat. And so we know that that is going to happen. Who that's going to be, we're probably going to find out in the next couple of days. It doesn't appear that the seat is going to be open for long. But not to get too technical and too deep in the weeds, but this is important. There's a vacancy on the House Judiciary, or rather the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is incredibly key for Joe Biden's ability to appoint people to the federal courts. And if he can't do that, and that seat is not going to get filled immediately, and it might not even get filled with a Democrat, depending on what the committee itself is going to do, because right now it's an even tie, then this could be very troublesome for Joe Biden's agenda, at least in that regard. So that's going to be something as we go forward to keep a very, very close eye on, because that's been one of Joe Biden's areas where he's been able to have a lot of success for his agenda, getting people put on federal courts who are his appointees as opposed to Donald Trump's appointees.
Staying in the Senate, Senator Bob Menendez was indicted. I believe that was this week or the end of last week. It's been pretty much a lot of the talk around the Senate, Dave. And you guys have a story on this where you spoke to a few senators about it.
We did. If you haven't been paying attention to this drama, Senator Bob Menendez, he's a Democrat from New Jersey. He's been indicted and put on trial before for corruption. Hung jury, did not go to jail, but this is a new situation which, in short, involves him having massive stacks of cash and gold bars in his house that prosecutors, federal prosecutors, are alleging are tantamount to bribery involving the government of Egypt. So he denies everything, Menendez does, and that he is not guilty of anything and totally innocent. But we went up here at Raw Story to Capitol Hill and asked 12 senators, Republicans and Democrats both, hey, do you have stacks of cash in your house? Do you keep gold bars in your house? And you'll have to read the story, but let's just say that we got a variety of answers from senators. The bottom line is that no, Bob Menendez is kind of alone in this, too. So a singular way of handling one's personal finances, let us say, Joe.
We'll have to go to rawstory.com to find that. Dave, I know next week you'll be in London. I know Susan and Brian want to talk to you about that on Tuesday. But before that, we have the AFC East Showdown in Orchard Park, just about 2.5 hours away. And let me say, for some of us season ticket holders, it was a nice moneymaker. What do you think is going to happen in Orchard Park this afternoon?
Well, I'd love at about 4:15 today the Bills to be leading about 70-20 or maybe 37-3. I'll take either score, but hey, I'll take 2-0 for all intents and purposes. But I think the Bills are going to pull this off. A lot of people are probably not feeling is comfortable playing the Dolphins right now, given how well they're doing relative to the Raiders or the Commanders. But I think that the Bills are going to surprise and really put themselves on the map as the team to beat again if they beat the 3-0 Miami Dolphins.
And Dave, what are the chances it rains in London? Because if I'm keeping count correctly, the last two away games you've been to, it's rained.
Oh, it poured. And so I'm kind of hoping that the London fog is going to come in, roll in, and just open up. But at least the weather report right now, a week out, is showing sunny skies. So I guess that's a good thing, too.
Hey, it might rain, but if I'm correct about your last two away games, you're 2-0 in the last year, so.
Go with what's going. I wore my Andre Reed jersey to both games, so I guess I'm going to have to wear it again to London, that's for sure. I wish I was in Buffalo today, though.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be one heck of an atmosphere, and I'm with you. I think the Bills pull it off. There's a lot of hype around Miami, but you know what? They don't have us in the sun like they did last year when they beat us. They don't have the whole sideline just baking in the sun for 4 hours.
That is true, and you know, I mean, I kind of wish it would have snowed today in Buffalo. In one respect, some of my greatest memories, Bills Dolphin games, where you know you got a coating of 6 inches, and the Bills won by 30 points. But you know, we'll take what we can get. Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day in Buffalo, nonetheless.
A lot different than last year when the players had to clean off the field. They were throwing snow away, so Tyler Bass had a clean kick to win the game.
The best. I'll take a win any way we can get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.